Thank you very much on this now rainy Saturday afternoon. Although behind it, I'm looking to the west here from our studios 18 floors above where the river meets the lake. And I can see some blue sky popping up. So behind these storms, looks like maybe we'll get some nice late afternoon hours here on this Saturday. 410, thank you so much for listening. Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. A couple weeks ago, we met John Heggie from Walkner Law Firm. Now we get to meet his better half, Corinne. How are you doing here today?
I'm great this afternoon, John. Really happy to be here.
Yeah, and you two, husband and wife at the law firm. What's that like? You guys obviously spend your lives together and work too.
Yeah, it's love and law 100% of the time.
Never any conflicts at the dinner table with that?
No, I think our children probably have a little bit of a leg up on Business 101.
I think so, too. One of the main conversations we're going to have today is about powers of attorney that 18-year-olds will sign. You wrote a piece, I believe it was in the Daily Herald or Glenview Living, one of the two, talking to, you were reflecting about the graduation photo you had taken at your high school and the smiles that you had, your parents, your grandmother as well. And then what would have been your face on a picture taken during a power of attorney signing. Exactly. Talk us through a little bit about as you reflect on that situation.
I'd love to. So, you know, I think the pictures at a graduation are full of, as you said, smiles and joy and a rite of passage. And I happened to turn 18 a couple of days after my graduation from high school. And so before we had cake and dinner as a family, I'm one of five.
Mm-hmm.
My parents slid in front of me two powers of attorney. And I was like, okay, what? Why would I ever need the two of you to make
right
decisions, help me with decisions about medical, my medical care, or my money?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was 18, John.
You're an adult now.
I'm an adult.
You know everything.
What don't I know? So that picture would have been one of sheer disdain.
Right. I'm amazed that, I mean, your parents and you going through that, I mean, this is, I don't want to say it's a rare thing, but are not enough parents having these conversations with their kids?
Probably. But, you know, on the flip side, John, we have we've helped a lot of college-bound 18-year-olds mm-hmm. in the last six, 8 weeks get documented, get powers of attorney. So I guess for every situation where you feel, oh my gosh, this is so rare and people need to do it more, we've had a steady stream of this population coming in to get powers of attorney signed before heading off to college or just, you know, whatever their next chapter is.
Right, exactly. Let's take a step back. What is a power of attorney and how would it apply in the scenario you're talking about?
Of course. So a power of attorney is a document that you can sign that allows you to name trusted adults to help you make decisions either about your health care or your property if you're living and you can't make them for yourself.
Okay. And what does it mean by can't make it by yourself? Like medical, I could understand if you're in a situation that we don't want to recap all those, but you're in a situation where maybe you can't make that decision for yourself. That makes sense to me. What about the property?
Right. So with a property power of attorney, if you can't make the decision for yourself or you can't do something about your property on your own, that would be a scenario which happened to me. I'll use, and I'm going to date myself probably, when I was lucky enough to study abroad, my debit card mm-hmm. got crunched in the ATM.
Same thing happened to me, by the way. Yeah.
So I had to go back to the school where I was studying, fax my father, you know, and say, this has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to get a debit card sent to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God he was on my power of attorney was there. And they sent it to him.
Do you think a lot of parents think that, oh, I'm going to be able to help them out if they have a financial hardship, but there's no problem, not realizing that unless you have been granted that power by the 18-year-old or older than that, that you don't actually sometimes have the capabilities of helping?
Yeah, I think there is a misconception that as a parent, and I can say this as a parent, my children aren't 18, but you always think you're going to be able to help your child. And I just think we're trying to evangelize anyone we can talk to that when your child turns 18, there is a legal reality mm-hmm. that under the law, they are deemed competent to make their medical decisions and decisions about their property on their own.
Mm-hmm. And often these scenarios in which we talk about, unfortunate as they are, I mean, that's the last moment you're going to want to be trying to figure out, do we have this? What has happened? I mean, by that point, you've already kind of missed the boat on it, right?
Yes, John. I mean, these situations when people are trying to find someone to help make the decision about the healthcare, or, you know, get the debit card or sign the lease, you know, in the property lane, it's a stressful situation most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get out ahead of it, temperatures can, you know, won't rise.
Mm-hmm. Is it easy? And I ask that knowing that you guys do all the work at Walkner Law Firm. But I imagine, you know, there's some legal processes where it's like really involved. You got to give a lot of stuff. Is it a fairly easy thing to get done? Meaning if someone is their kid's going off to college here in the next couple of weeks, that they might be able to get this done here in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what you need to tell your college age student. And this is just how easy it is. One, you are 18 now, and so you can make these decisions about your health care and your property by yourself. That's a great thing. I want this to be an empowering piece to you, my student. And second, that's a good thing, but you know what? Life happens. Unexpected things happen. So let's eliminate chance, and you can name a trusted adult to be on first base if you need someone to make decisions for you and you can't make them for yourself.
I mentioned some parents might say, well, my kid is great and they're going to be a young adult. They're not going to encounter any problems. And they are very self-assured and they would not want to sign a document like this. This is going to seem like I'm trying to take control. Do you have any tips for talking to kids saying, hey, at least consider this option? Is it about giving specific scenarios, talking about apartment leases, stuff like that? Do you think that helps get your 18-year-old kid to get there?
I think situations are always help. Real life, you know, scenarios that you know about are helpful. You know, I know that lawyers, they're not popular people to talk to, but we talk to 18-year-olds that mm-hmm. come into our office, and we've had many parents who have called, you know, I've got someone who's a little reticent about this. Will you talk to them? Yeah, we'll talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to talk, you know, down to them. We're not going to, look down our nose at them. We're just going to tell, hey, you're 18. There's legal realities now.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a trusted adult, do you?
Right.
Yes. Then let's get ahead of this and let's name these people in a document. So if the chips are down, you've got someone who can help you.
All right, for sure. We got to take a quick commercial break. If someone is heading out of the car or something right now, how can people best reach you guys at Walkner Law Firm? What do you guys want people to do?
Yeah, you can find us online at walknerlawfirm.com. You can find us on Facebook at walknerlawfirm.com or on Instagram at Estates Made Easy Illinois.
Estates Made Easy Illinois. Walkner is spelled W-O-C-H-N-E-R. More with Corinne after this on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Thanks so much for joining us here as the sun peeks through downtown. Hopefully it is where you are too after those storms rolled on through. 4:22 here on this Saturday afternoon. Continuing our conversation with Corinne Heggie from Walkner Law Firm, and we're talking about powers of attorneys for 18-year-olds and how to have good conversations with your kids about what they mean and what they can do. And Corinne, we were talking during the break about that this isn't just like some boilerplate language. I mean, I'm sure there's some of it, but you can really tailor these things to be as specific as you want, right?
Yeah, exactly, John. I use the property power of attorney as an example here. The lawmakers in Illinois have articulated really a couple of really wide lanes where you can name your agent to help you in these lanes if you're living and you can't make these decisions for yourself. But the lawmakers also contemplated that, you know, in addition to these powers that we think are really great to give your agent, you know, you might have other powers you want to add here.
Mm-hmm. And if they're not spelled out, you may not have you be able to do them.
Exactly. So, you know, I know a popular power that we include in powers of attorney for anyone, and especially for younger folks, is the ability to get access to your devices, get access to your social media platforms, and get access to online banking with password assistance. And, you know, that's not part of those lanes that the lawmakers contemplative. And those are really great lanes, but you can tailor make these to the kinds of things you do, the kinds of property you own, the kinds of the way you live your life. Mm-hmm. If you partner with a lawyer who knows, okay, yeah, we can tailor make this. So talk to me about your property. Talk to me what's important. Talk to me about what you would like your agent to do for you if you couldn't do it yourself.
Yeah, and that's where I think you guys come in as such an important role in this, because we almost lack the imagination to know what we might need access to in those scenarios. And you guys have dealt with cases where someone may not have had something that they should have, or you thankfully had something in and thank gosh you did because this happened. You guys take a strong look at it because this is what you do.
Exactly. I mean, we know the questions to ask and kind of how to figure out what makes sense, what additional powers you might need, what additional powers you might not want to put into your document for whatever reason. So it's what we do, and we aim to make sure that it's tailor-made to you, your needs, and how you want yourself protected if you can't act for yourself.
Do you think a lot of people avoid these conversations because, unfortunately, if someone were to have to use the power of attorney, it would mean that their kid is in a situation where they're incapacitated, and they don't even want to contemplate that, right? Like, that's not an avenue in which we want to like take our brain down. But you almost, I don't want to say you want to like go down that road, but it's just nice to have on maybe one of your worst days of week as a parent to know that, hey, at least we have this taken care of and we can move forward.
Exactly. I mean, it goes back to, yes, we understand that these conversations are uncomfortable and can be really shrouded in fear. That's normal. But we really try, at least at our office, to lower the barrier to entry and meet you where you are. Mm-hmm. Because we've seen it. You do it and you feel just a sense of relief. And listen, we hope you never need these documents.
Right.
But if you do, you got ahead of it.
And
you're not looking for them in what is most of the time a stressful situation where emotions are running high.
Right. I host this show because I'm not afraid to ask dumb questions. So here's one. If I wanted to, let's say I'm like, I'm going to do this by myself. I'm a dad. I'm going to sign this for my 18-year-old. We're going to type this up in Microsoft Word, print it out and sign it, and we're good. Do those have any legal bindings, or is it, I need to go to a professional like you to make sure that it is done correctly, notarized, or whatever. I don't know how it all works, who signs it, but this isn't something that I can just like scratch out on a napkin and hope it stands up in court, right?
No, you could, you know, you can do that if you like, but I would submit to the listeners and really anyone that I ever talk to that it's good to just get a professional's eyes on it because the devil is in the details.
Right.
So do you need two witnesses? Can a family member be your witness?
Right.
Probably not.
Uh-huh.
Does it have to be notarized?
Right.
Is it better if it's notarized? These are the things that a professional who swims in these waters every day can quickly assess and help you, you know, navigate.
Yeah. Let's talk about FERPA. I am fascinated by this. What is FERPA?
Okay, so FERPA is a federal law, and it stands for, are you ready?
Yes.
Family Education Rights and Privacy Act.
Okay.
Okay, so at its essence, it's a law that protects student education records and applies to schools that are funded by the U.S. Department of Education programs.
Okay. So that's almost all of them.
So that's right. It's probably a majority of them. And FERPA comes into play because FERPA defines education records. And that's a really broad definition. And it's records related to a student.
Okay.
Or records that are maintained by an educational agency about the student.
So they're grades, but more than
bottom
that?
Bottom line, grades. So that's okay. The most important thing.
Right.
And what, you know, we counsel people to do is take a look at where your student's headed off to and what's their FERPA release.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at it, because for you tuition-paying parents out there, if your student's 18 and you want to see some grades, your student has to give you authority, mm-hmm. has to give a release
for
and
you
say
to see
you can see them.
Which makes sense to me, right? They're adults.
Oh, yeah.
But I also get parents who paid for the darn thing, and they want to make sure that their student is doing the right thing. I imagine that this could cause some arguments at the dinner table.
Absolutely. I mean, So we started talking. We've been talking about Ferprin. We have, because of a story that a referral partner of us of ours shared with us. She does counseling for students who are in school and looking to, you know, go to college and figure out what's a good fit for them, mm-hmm. and after they're finished with high school. And she had told me that one of her students who she had counseled and then was off at college had gone off to college. The parents, you know, would come go in the fall, come back at Christmas, go in the spring, but wasn't enrolled.
Oh, yeah.
The grades were being sent to the student, and the parents had no idea.
Right.
And then they got a letter that was just sent home in the mail addressed to the student because the student hadn't updated the address.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, okay.
So you're not even going to the school?
Not even going to the school.
I've read stories about students who unfortunately go down a road that is not good, and parents don't find out for years. And I could certainly see why parents would want to know, especially if you're paying for it. I actually want texters to let us know. 312-981-7200. Would you want your parents to know your grades in school? Or parents, do you deserve the right to know your grades in school? I'm just kind of curious what our listeners think about that. Unfortunately, Corinne, we're out of time. I think this has really been a heady conversation. And again, it's not something people want to think about necessarily, but it's important to do so. How can they reach out to you guys at Wagner Law Firm?
You can find us at WagnerLawFirm.com, on Facebook, on Instagram at Estates Made Easy Illinois. Or you can find us on the phone, 847-272-7360.
Oh, you read that slow. Let's give it one more time for all the listeners out there.
847-272-7360.
Yeah, I'm writing it out like as if they were on their kitchen table. Thanks so much, Corinne. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us today to have this conversation, John. And thanks to ISBA.
Yeah, for sure. This is Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Time for the news here on WGN.